TH. I mean, lots of what I am trying to get through here and say here, even when I'm speaking about, you know, the current situation and the wars and the peace and the Ukraine and the Syria and the Israel-Palestine, all of those things that are urgent situations right now, and the, I would say, even more important and often overlooked fact that colonialism is coming to an end, or at least being challenged seriously and most probably fatally. And this is big time news, you know. I mean, seems to me, so at least, much bigger than what the mainstream media coverage makes it seem to be. And, you know, what I think, I'm sitting here inside looking out, and for whatever it's worth, my view here, my point of view, what's the most important, probably the most important now, it is that we don't get sucked into that, you know, the spin, as they call it. I think that's what they call it, these new words, you know. When they just spin around stories in media, because we have such powerful media today. I mean, just first of all, that's what we should be aware of. We never, ever had such powerful, direct, real-time media ever, allowing, first of all, big corporations to publish their messages right into our eyes and ears and minds, wherever we are, on phones, computers, TVs, whatever. And that we spend a considerable amount of time in front of those screens. I mean, look at yourself, count the hours for a few days and see. I think you will be surprised. I would be. So that's the situation. And what I am trying to point out here is that our minds, yes, what's going on in your mind, my mind, and all of us, is the most important factor for how the future of this world, this earth, this community we call humanity, and those who live here on planet Earth, is going to look. And those who know, it's not for nothing that you have this word today, hybrid warfare, psychological warfare, cyber warfare. And so much has been, especially from the West, invested in that platform, which is, well, plain and simple, called propaganda. And that's what why I'm talking about this a lot here, because what can happen then is, and this is what it seems to me that is happening, and I'm right now looking at and listening to Colonel Daniel Davis on YouTube, and his, you know, big American US military officer, Colonel is pretty big, he knows. He has experience from out on the battlefields, and he is talking about the realities on the ground. He's looking, that's how military people work. They can't just fly away in nice theories. Whilst we find that the media, the Western media, they basically just echo faithfully and uncritically whatever comes out of the mouth of Mr. Zelensky. Which an analyst, for instance, we have very nice, good analysts out there, independent ones, who also say this, and Colonel McGregor is one of them, military analyst, that analysts have to, that's part of their job, look at it from different sides. Yes, yes, that side in this conflict says that the enemy lost so many and they lost so many and they have these successes and the enemy have these defeats. But the other ones are saying completely different. So what are the realities on the ground? You know, the facts. And that's what is so valuable, that we find these people who are actually experts in the field. You know, they are military officers, highly ranked. That's why I keep just repeating that those people are here online now on YouTube and elsewhere. And we should appreciate their contributions, because they are the ones who can give us the facts. And when I'm now looking at his channel today, the 6th of January 2025, and he shows, you know, there was some interview that Zelensky did with Lex Fridman and, you know, different things, and a new offensive that Ukraine did. Now, when he's talking about this, you realize, I mean, I just hear reality there. And you can check it, you can check the facts, and it's just common sense also. Yeah, that's how it is, okay? Whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not. But then you go and you look at the words coming out of the news channels in the West, and even from the mouths of highly ranked leaders in the West, you know, political leaders, not so much military leaders, but you know, these politicians who sit there in their fine houses and with their fine salaries, protected somewhere in the upper class areas of the fine countries in the West, with their university degrees and this and that. And as he says, you can get lost in that spin. You can be spun around and you can just get stuck in there. So you lose connection with actual reality. You think that a country is about to win when they are just practically already defeated and lost. So that's the situation we find here now. And therefore I'm saying that, well, you know, in the end, reality is what remains. But it might be dangerous if a significant part of this world are living in a mentally constructed reality, quote unquote, to them seems to be reality, and act within it. Because they might make stupid mistakes. But, well, one thing is to speak and believe something and have, you know, talk about, make all this nice media story. Another thing is, of course, what is the reality? And I guess maybe, again, I'm an optimist. I just hope that there is something good in this, that we, you know, sometimes illusions have to be cleared away and we get real. And I'm not sitting here saying, you know, this side is better than that side, but we should get peace. That's what it's about. Stop, you know, whether you are in the East or the West, stop that escalation, that and I am saying, and these people that are, you know, the experts are saying the same, that this has been, and we can, you know, line up fact after fact after fact to prove that, that escalation, that push to keep the war going on and to increase, has come from the West. And if you don't believe that, if you think I'm just one of those, you know, now Putin brainwashed something, then forget it, you know, then don't listen to me, because I'm not that, and I'm simply, after following this, drama, I mean, not a nice television drama, but heavy, I mean, where the people on the ground there in Ukraine and in Russia, they are the ones who have to play that drama, but for real, by dying and getting hurt and getting limbs cut off and losing loved ones, you know, it's it can't get any worse in the lives of people. And people who are innocent. And now they're calling out, I heard even down to 16-year-olds into the war in the springtime, May or something. There was a plan, I'm not sure if it's correct, but this is, it's mad. So it's not a matter of good side, bad side, it's a matter of how to stop this. And as I have heard, Russia mainly demands a neutral Ukraine. That's what they've been saying all the time. Ukraine not promising not to join NATO. It's not that they say we want to take over the entire Ukraine and then maybe also the rest of Europe, such as has been spun around here in the Western media. It's wrong. That's not what the Russians are saying. And if you then in your mind say, but they are lying, that's what they actually want to do, then how do you know? It's just in your mind there, you see? If I tell you, I have no, you know, someone comes and tells you that I am trying to kill you, and then you're afraid of me and start fighting me, and I say, I absolutely had no, I have no desire or plan to kill you, and then you don't believe me, but the other person, and you just continue attacking me to kill me so I don't kill you. I mean, that's a little bit where it can go. So we have to be very careful when it starts spinning around like that. So again, if you agree with me, you don't agree with me, it's up to you. But I'm sitting here looking at it all from my point of view. You look it from your point of view. You look at it from your point of view and make your channel here too. That's the nice thing. And then we can look at each other's if we like or not. And I am simply saying again and again that when I stick my nose into these political things and military things, it's never been my thing anyway. I'm more interested in, you know, philosophy and science and art and life, art. But that is included here. And such such things are not remote from life. They're actually about life, which is what we see here. So I'm saying just be careful. With getting sucked into that spin, into that story. I'm especially then careful if it tends you to suck you towards more war, killing that terrible enemy who are now so evil. You have been looking at our media now for so long time, and we have been telling you more and more and better, and you know, painting that devil there on the wall. So now it's just so obvious, and isn't it that this is true what we're telling you? You see, this is how propaganda works. This is how our minds can be shaped and molded. It's very, very, very powerful. And I would say none of us, no one of us, is immune to that. We can train ourselves and each other to get the intelligent, you know, the intellectual strength with knowledge and power of discrimination, of sharp thinking and analysis. When we have strength in that, and we refuse to stand on anything else than facts, and if you think there are no facts, and how can you sit here and say so, then again, be extra careful then. Because when someone is telling you, painting the reality on the wall, on your wall, and you don't even consider if they are facts or not, then you're just accepting something, I would say, by hypnotic suggestion. Because, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist. I know how suggestions work, and have been saying it. And the first thing I realized when I started going to the hypnotherapy education, that the television, I mean, now the screen in general, is the most powerful hypnosis machine there is. It sets you a little bit in a state of trance, closing out the world outside and just going into that screen where there are forms moving and sound. And that sound and those images can be used to draw you into some world there and make that real to you. It's extremely powerful. So today, there's a battle going on out there in media world. One thing that can be wise to do even is to turn all this off and move out in the countryside and just grow your own vegetables and build your own building and live a peaceful, independent, sustainable life there. Take care of yourself. But some of us, we feel the responsibility to learn and to be aware and to help each other, especially since that is probably, as I say, the only way to stop this war mentality, to stop that. Because the ones who are going to, well, are going to get hurt by it and affected by it are us. We don't want to fight a war, do we? So, therefore, we should be careful today. When these media are just saturated with, you know, this cyber warfare, hybrid warfare, psychological warfare, this propaganda warfare to take over our minds. Yeah. Okay. That's all I have to say today.